I should put in like the team's connecting sound right at the top. Right? I'll find it. I may do that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Or do the old modem connection.
Yeah. Well, but they were using Teams though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, but why?
Hi, everybody. James, your camera's not on. Colin, you're on mute.
Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me?
Okay, I'm sharing. Can you see my screen? Can you see my screen? Exactly. Yeah. Well, welcome back, everybody, to Take Me to Your Reader, discussing adapted science fiction at its best and worst. I'm Seth.
I'm James.
James,
I'm
off mute
now. And I'm Colin.
And we are doing more than one episode this month. We had previously said, nobody corrected me when last month I said, we're going to be doing The Running Man, which does not come out until next month. So we're like, well, what are we going to do this month? And we knew that there's a Frankenstein movie coming out. And right. So we thought, let's check that out. But that's at the end of the month. And we thought also that's going to be a follow-up episode, lesser commitment because you don't necessarily have to read a book.
Right.
So we had talked about at some point earlier that there was a new, quote, War of the Worlds adaptation. And so we decided to reassemble the crew that covered War of the Worlds and also include James. So for this one, we have Tim with us as well. Hey, Tim.
Hi, everyone.
Good to have you back. Haven't had you on since the Hunt for Red October.
I know.
Yeah. But yes, so there is on Amazon Prime, Prime Video, with only one commercial interruption, unfortunately. I mean, to slow down your progress, there is a movie titled War of the Worlds, and it stars Ice Cube and Eva Longoria and Clark Gregg, and that's kind of everybody I can actually...
Right. And other people.
And a few other people from Central Casting and some others right. that I didn't know at all.
That may or may not be AI deepfakes.
Right.
At this point.
Yes. And so we are going to talk about to what extent this is an adaptation of War of the Worlds, and I think Colin has some insider information for us on that. Yeah. Why don't we start there, Colin?
Wow. So this was a new genre. You've heard of found footage. Mm-hmm. This nice. Is called screen life, where the entire movie is presented through computer screens. So you're always watching through a camera, through a Zoom call, through a WhatsApp call, through text messages or whatever. It's all 100% computer based.
Yeah.
They spent 15 days filming it, and then they spent 2 years in post. You know, adding computer graphics and doing the cuts and everything else. And, you know, the editing is and the direction from that level is really, really good. There's always something happening on screen. It's the pacing is good and solid. We can talk about the content. We can talk about the quality of the graphics.
And the acting.
We can talk about the acting. You can't fault the soundtrack. Soundtrack was right up there.
Yeah.
True.
Sound design was different. Decent, I suppose.
2 years, though.
A couple good needle drops.
2 years. Dang. Yeah. So you think about the rendering for the
Bezos
CGI.
Doesn't have his own model yet. I guess is that the problem?
Bezos doesn't. Because
Google has Gemini, Facebook has something I forgot. Even Tesla has Grok. So
Yeah, it's more of an X thing, I think. Yeah. Twitter.
Yeah.
It's Elon. Is there an Amazon?
But there's no
AI?
Amazon.
I don't know. I'm sure there is. But
probably yeah. They've got enough compute power for it,
mm-hmm. right? Maybe it's just called AWS.
Yeah.
It's been there all along.
Seriously. Maybe it's called Goliath.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be brilliant after this movie.
So
this is just a huge marketing campaign for Amazon's new LLM.
So right at the top, I want to kind of talk about, like, we just experienced this movie. It is a fun watch with a group of people who can enjoy a pretty bad movie.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think, Tim?
I was expecting a lot worse.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you see like the Rotten Tomato score is like 4% or something for
yes,
this.
Yes, it was 4%.
And I didn't.
Rollerball is 3%, so this is still better.
Okay. I didn't see like what the IMDb one was or some other places.
I just looked at Rotten Tomato.
Yeah. You do expect like this is going to be a systemic failure on a variety of levels, mm-hmm. right? And it is.
Yes.
But it's 89 minutes,
yes.
With one commercial break, and unless you pay to go ad free on Prime, but kind of entertaining, like you said, right? It keeps moving. It's the worst bad movies are the boring ones, right? Where
yes,
this is a bad movie, and it takes a long time to get done, and it feels subjectively longer because it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got the IMDb rating.
Okay.
2.5. I don't think I've ever seen anything that low.
This movie was at least engaging. There, like Dad said, there was a lot of stuff going on all the time. Very fast-paced, lots of movement.
Yeah. I feel for the performers because it is not an easy ask. Because I don't know. Like, did they do table reads? Did they ever have another actor they were actually interacting with? That this is what I would really love to know.
Yeah. So shot during 2020 in the height of the pandemic, and doing a socially distanced performance like this is really, you know, in line with that. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have anything there except an actor and a camera and hopefully a good audio setup.
Yeah.
There were a couple of times where there were like two shots, especially between his daughter and her fiance, but all the rest of the time you're talking about one person at a time,
and and you're just looking at the performer's face, and he has lines that he's quite clearly reading in places.
Yeah, it seemed quite obvious that Ice Cube was just like reading right off a sheet of paper for the when he was doing that DHS briefing.
Yeah,
and like that was just terrible.
In all likelihood, that was one of the post production things. Right.
Because
you didn't see his lips that whole time.
Right.
Because it was sharing his screen and stuff. Right.
Yes.
Because this movie, you get lots of shaky cam, but you get lots of shots of his computer screen, of him putting in computer commands, of us looking at it and going, that's not how metadata works. You know? and copying .exe files to Linux servers, and somehow they still run.
They're probably using Win32 emulation.
There we go.
Vino. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're using Vino.
Wine.
Yes. They're using Vine. Vine, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Vine.
Yes. And so, like I've seen Ice Cube in a lot of things, and he's been really good in some of them, and especially some of his comedies, actually. He's got pretty good comic timing. And there was some of that here, but most of the time it was like, I guess that's what they went with because they shot for 12 days.
Yeah.
There's a pretty good Rick and Morty episode with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's good as, like, the police captain in the 21 Jump Street movies.
Right. I've not seen those. I don't know.
But yeah, the comedic parts were definitely the wrong tone to go for.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Those things worked really well.
it helped the viewing experience for certain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because, maybe we should talk about what the movie's about. Oh, first, I did want to say, like, I feel for the performers, and I felt like Clark Gregg wasn't very good, Ice Cube wasn't very good, Eva Longoria, they didn't have a lot to do. They didn't have a lot to work with, and so they weren't great. The daughter, I thought, was actually pretty good. I was going to look up what her name was, because she...
Iman, I forget her last name.
Yeah, she gave a solid performance, I thought.
But you could tell when it was the material that she was working with that she just had to get through, and there was no way you could put good acting on it to make it make sense.
Yeah.
Like her big monologue as she's in the back of the car and is...
Well, I did think it was funny when he gets her into, of course, this is product placement, the movie, right?
Yes.
Right.
The only thing they didn't do was like in Wayne's World, you know, where they actually like looked at the camera or like in the Truman Show.
It was not self-aware at all.
Yeah. 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 So they
never broke the fourth wall.
No. Like she gets into a Tesla at some point. Right. And so then he's hacked into that and can see her and then wants to have the talk about how he's been a dad, a bad father. And she's like, and Colin went, now? And then she went, now? So that was kind of funny.
Let's give a little overview because people have no idea what we're talking about. So if you want to take 90 minutes and go watch it, you know, hit pause, we'll wait for you. So this is a modern retelling of the War of the Worlds, kind of like the Tom Cruise one back in the day. Mm-hmm. And, one of our main characters works for the Department of Homeland Security, and his job is to cyberstalk people to stop bad things from happening and to keep an eye on his daughter who is pregnant and unmarried, the Amazon delivery driver who impregnated her and really should marry her, and his son who plays video games and that's his job, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, so he's always like, connect to this person's phone, commandeer this drone and tell me, where did my daughter? What are you eating today? That's not good for the baby. It is so over the top.
It's helicopter so invasive.
Dad. Yeah. Oh my God.
And he's estranged from his family because his wife died. So that's another reason.
He's been kind of not really with it since then.
Right.
And it's been 4 years and eight seconds worth of audio, because every year he sends her a message saying, I miss you. on Facebook.
Right. 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 And evidently she called him on Messenger because that's how people communicate these days.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like using his NSA resources to spy on his kids. I'm like, right. That's going to get you fired.
Connect to my son's computer. Delete that game he's playing right now. Yes. And then immediate WhatsApp call. Dad, did you delete my game? You shouldn't be playing that. It's my job, Dad. Yeah, if you can call that a job.
Yeah. And so he is trying to hunt down, you know, threats. And so he's going around and like spying on people. And it's quite creepy.
Right.
Yeah. And it keeps showing people and it'll like flag them red or something. And it keeps, it goes to his daughter the first time. And you don't know it's his daughter, but it says several things about her. And then, you know, threat level unknown.
Yeah.
And it never resolves that actually.
Yeah. Threat level not clear.
Mm-hmm. What I think. Unclear. Yeah.
Unclear. Yeah.
It reminded me of Person of Interest that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're looking through the eyes that are watching you. Yeah. Right.
And so then we get a worldwide meteor invasion.
No, before that, we get him doing his day job, trying to hunt down a hacker.
Disruptor.
Disruptor. Right. Disruptor. Right? Yeah. Who's threatening to release the Epstein files. I mean,
Goliath files.
Some Goliath files, yes. release the Epstein files. So, you know, he uses his computer hacking skills to track him down to exactly where he is. And of course, they send a raid in there. And he's not there, right? Right. He's bounced the signal off something.
Of course he did. How did they not know he was going
to
do that?
Yeah. And that's when the meteor shower happens, right? And that kicks off the rest of the movie, where we're trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And so War of the Worlds adaptation, it has tripods and tentacles.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think you need at least 3 points of fidelity for a tripod-based movie, and I can only come up with two.
Oh, then meteors from the sky landed in the things, right?
Okay, that's true. And then turned into aliens, yeah.
Right, and then turned into aliens.
And they have things that suck? Not blood, they do, but
the movie. Yeah.
Do they have things that blow?
No.
This movie?
Yeah.
I feel like there's another point of congruence.
Heat rays.
Right. Yeah, they have heat rays.
Yeah.
We don't actually know that it's a heat ray because things didn't actually burn.
Well, that's what it's called in a novel. And it's
I know. I'm saying in the movie, though, it didn't look like a heat ray.
That's true. That's true. They had the super shriek.
In the movie, it looked more like a disruptor blast and things just went.
Yeah, but a disruptor blast is functional.
That's not a heat ray. Right? Yeah. Heat ray, they burned. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then would biological warfare technically be another element of the novel that's critical, would you say? There are lots of ways that different adaptations interpret that, as we've talked about in the previous installment.
Yeah, there's a lot of, if I use this term wrong, correct me, I think it's deus ex machina. So everyone is there, happens to have the right thing that you need in order for the world to be saved. So one guy happens to have, you know, international government access to computer systems and surveillance. The son happens to be Disruptor, who has control of the files and can hack in.
It's one computer of the more obvious reveals of obvious reveals.
Yeah. Right. And then the daughter just happens to have developed the biological technology to hack DNA to make it cannibalize itself.
Right.
Right.
Which was supposed to be used on sick cells or cancer cells, but will actually be turned against the invaders. But we don't know where they're from.
No, we never do find out where they're from. But we find out sort of Independence Day-like that the government already knew about them.
Right.
Yes, since 1933.
Yeah, yeah. Which was kind of interesting, but, you know, kind of half-baked, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And half-delivered.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, then we watched the aliens wreak havoc and destruction for a while, and we got to see Ice Cube react.
Yes. Yeah, and go, ah.
I mean, I suppose you can consider the aliens wreaking havoc another point of intersection with the book. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. And of course, like at one point, he does actually say, damn.
Right.
Down, damn of the tripods.
It definitely becomes its catchphrase.
Yeah. I love that when he... So like I said, it's product placement, the movie. Because when he tracks down, or thinks he tracks down Disruptor, up the easy button so the camera can see it and pushes the easy button. Like, brought to you by Staples and Microsoft Teams, of course.
And yes, and Zoom and WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hella Zoom and hella WhatsApp. Yeah. Yeah.
Facebook.
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Amazon delivery.
Yeah. I was going to say at the top, we did not commit to, you know, we should actually record video of this, you know, on on Zoom or Teams or I've got WebEx now because I'm in, I work because where I work. but we did not do that.
No, and it's a good thing.
Like everything happens so fast. Like there is no. It's very kinetic because there is no pausing for anything. And every now and then it'll show his computer clock and it'll just fade out and fade back into a new time. Right. And 40 minutes have passed.
Right. Right. Like when he made the
video,
the video and the other video.
Yes. Yeah.
And, he took time out of his busy day to try and monitor all the bad things that are going on in the world mm-hmm. to edit a video together and post it on YouTube.
Well, he had been fired by then.
But he seemed to forget all of his concerns about what was going on and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, he had nothing he could do. At that point, he handed off the jobs to everybody else, and he's the on-site guy who's going to deliver. Should we talk about the thumb drive?
Let's come back to the thumb drive.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I loved like just all of the things that worked perfectly on computers the first try,
you know, right?
Where just like joining a Teams meeting or sharing your screen and not having to like be like, oh crap, I forgot to hit okay,
right.
It's the third time to show my content.
Click the join button.
Yeah, it doesn't have time for any of that, right? I shared the wrong screen, and it instantly pops up, right? Everybody can see it immediately. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? All the places where he clicks through a whole bunch of like news footage and stuff, never even a single pre-roll ad.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's for the government, you don't advertise.
Right. Yeah. It's all those government subscriptions.
They pay for YouTube premium, right?
Right. Yes.
Because that's so many times, like I'll see something on Facebook or especially on Twitter. Twitter's the worst offender. It's a 17-second video and it starts playing a 30-second ad. And I'm not watching that.
Yep. No joke. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. The meteors are cold, which I thought was interesting, and I don't remember if I think they were very hot in the book.
Yes,
but then they get close to them and they open up, and some of the characters have quite a bit of plot armor, especially the main character. Yes.
Oh yeah,
but his whole family kind of does as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps when you can remotely take over a Tesla and make sure your daughter can get into it after she's been injured with her baby, and then take her to the nearest DHS site. Well.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice that the main character, I don't even know what his name was.
William Radford.
Okay. Ice Cube, duh.
Right. he subscribes, like James and I do, to the no hello policy on instant messaging, which this is just a PSA for people. If you're on instant messaging apps with people, especially at work, if you have a question for them, just ask the question.
Right.
Don't just say, hi, Seth.
And then because leave.
It's so many times, like I see a hi, Seth, that I was gone for lunch, right? And I come back and it's an hour later and I still don't know what the question was.
Right.
Where if they'd left me the question, now I can asynchronously can respond to it.
Right.
But now I have to ping them again.
I just don't even bother pinging people anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I put in my autoresponder, just go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, that's what I do too.
Yeah. 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 Don't ask to ask, just ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Unless they're trying to keep track of when you go to lunch and when you are not at lunch.
Right.
And the use of cyber, that was super annoying. With Eva Longoria, she was like, it's part biological, part cyber. I'm like,
oh,
what does that mean?
I was waiting for the obvious comparison. It's like the Borg.
Right. That'd be funny.
Everybody knows who the Borg are.
Cyber. No, no. Biological and mechanical. Gah.
Yeah.
You've never seen James's mad before.
The tripods are actually fairly weak. Right, like because there's a scene of them starting to attack the tripods and taking them down.
Yeah,
but the tripods, of course, are just a diversion because the tripods are not here to kill humans and to chew them up and spit them out and grow red weeds.
Right,
they are here for what? What are they here for, Colin?
They're here not for Mr. Data, but actual data.
Yes,
data.
Yes, because without data. Then airplanes fall out of the sky.
Right.
Ships roll over in the water.
Yep. They will just capsize. Tanks
blow up on the freeway.
Not just blow up, rust.
Yeah, and they were, oh, yeah, I didn't even notice that.
They had stock photos of like rusted tanks just sitting there on the side of the road.
I'm like,
what is this?
So if you pull the data out of a tank, then it oxidizes. Obviously. Is that what it is?
Right, apparently.
And this is from a military guy. He can verify and validate all of this.
Yeah. And all the fuel tank photos of the data centers like slowly going away as the data is being consumed.
You know why they're rusted? because all the data was gone from Chrome. So Chrome was gone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Or maybe it was really just a plug for Rust, the you know, language.
Oh.
No, thank you. Pass. <No. laughs> That's a pretty nerdy reference, James.
Thank you.
Only our nerdy listeners will understand that one. Yeah, and of course, at some point, Eve Longoria goes in and she notices that there are tentacles going into the data centers, right?
Right.
And Ice Cube notices that as well. And they're going in there and just slurping the data. There's the slurping.
There's the slurping. Yeah, that's right.
You know, they're drinking our milkshake. And
that brings all the boys to the yard.
Right.
Brings all the aliens to the planet.
Yeah. Brings all the Martians to the...
Yep. And she, at some point, finds, like, actual little bugs, right?
Right.
They're debugging the servers. Yep.
They're end-bugging the servers.
And notices that they have red blood cells in them because, of course, they do.
Why not?
not musculature or anything like that.
Yep. Yeah.
That was so bad, even Beanie just shook.
Big sigh from Beanie.
Okay. Yeah, the little microscopic photo of red blood cells in the around some wiring, I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
And the blood cells are just sitting there. They're not flowing they're not moving, through to deliver oxygen or anything.
They're just sitting there, not moving, not going anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. At some point in the production of this, right, they had to add an Amazon driver. And so they made the boyfriend into an Amazon driver, the baby daddy.
Yes.
And that was pretty amusing. And so the daughter has been injured, right? She gets attacked by one of the drones and she's got like a spike in her leg, right?
Right, yeah.
Perilously close to the femoral artery to my amateur look. And so like, you're not touching that. You're not going to move either because it, you know...
Yeah, how do you even use? I don't even think she would have been able to use that leg at all.
And then, of course, like an idiot, because she's a PhD scientist.
PhD biologist.
Right, yeah.
She should know better.
She gets this shelter and yanks that thing out. Now she's bleeding out.
Right.
And Ice Cube has to direct the boyfriend how to get to her.
Right.
And then, like, you got to stop that bleeding.
And somehow he performs like surgery with packaged tape.
That's right. He shows up with his
tape. James, when all you have is a tape gun, everything looks like a package. So, and of course that works. And because
it totally works. She was like total, like 180, looked fine for the rest of the
BPM 130 or something, you know, like clearly in shock.
Yep. Yeah.
And we know this because the dad has hacked into her phone and watch that she's wearing and can watch her heart rate the whole time.
Yep. Yep. He's getting that from her Apple Watch or something. Yeah. So, just ridiculous.
It's just endless.
Yeah.
Oh, the Amazon thing, of course. And now to the USB key, Colin.
Yeah. So in order to get the daughter's cannibal virus into the data servers for the Goliath project so that the Martians will find it, it's air-gapped, so they have to take it down in a thumb drive. And inside the DHS, they don't allow thumb drives. Mm-hmm. However, the Amazon delivery guy happens to have a thumb drive, but they have to get it to inside the DHS building. So
But I like how he had to actually order it first.
Yes.
You have to place an
Why order did he have to actually like, order it to use the drone?
Yeah. Well, the drone reveal is the biggest laugh of the whole movie for us because he's like,
Prime Air.
Voila.
That was amazing.
Oh,
holding it clearly in the camera frame.
Yes.
Yeah. And then flying it through the city.
And saying, it's the future of delivery.
Right.
Yeah. And then the Martians, you know, are seeing this drone, so they're going to attack it. And so his son grabs a Predator military drone and is playing video games, shooting down the tripod.
Totally. So
And at one point, the Air Prime drone gets caught in explosion, hits the ground, and gets flipped upside down.
Right.
And they're not at the DHS building yet. And so it turns out that in the camera frame, there's some poor homeless guy in a tent. And they said, okay, you know, call him on his phone. Right?
Even he has a phone.
Everybody has like, a phone. Here, you know, we'll give you $50. Go flip the drone over. Oh, no. Don't you know how many people there are?
The government will give you free internet for a year. And he's like, what?
So they can spy on me? Yeah.
And so then they say, $1,000 Amazon gift certificate. Ding! right out there in the middle of the conflict.
Then he should have just gone, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. Right?
But yeah, he goes and flips it back over, and then we're back to the video game scene where the son has to pilot the kamikaze drone into one of the tripods, which also breaks a window and allows the drone to get through.
Right.
Although it's extremely unclear that that's really what happened, but the editing in this in this movie is such that it just boom, 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 and you're in.
You just gotta assume that happened. Yeah.
There's a hole in the building somewhere by now.
And so there are tons of jump cuts. Yeah. So in this instance, there's a huge fireball, and all of a sudden we're inside the building. Who knows how?
Yeah. And then somehow he doesn't lose his signal going through the like a data center, which Clark Gregg had said was air gapped.
Yes,
but because the problem is, if they get Goliath, you know, this master program that will allow the government to read people's thoughts and intentions, then that'll be the end of the world as we know it.
Right. So it turns out that the Goliath project, which Radford was supposed to stop the distribution for secret files from his son Disruptor in the beginning, it was all real the whole time, and the building that program is what drew the aliens back again. That is, every time we start making more data, they come back and then we defeat them.
Right. They first came in the time of the telegraphs and went, nothing going on here.
There's nothing there. No data storage devices yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to think, how do I sum this up? Like the whole premise of they're here for your data, it's just complete nonsense. And any attempt to make it make sense, it's not possible. Because, of course, things start going down. He loses his internet connection. Of course, that's because he gets fired, right?
Yeah, when he gets fired, he gets cut off from the DHS network.
But also websites are going down because data centers are getting destroyed, right?
Right.
And so, you know, the internet is crumbling. He can still get to YouTube.
Right.
And then his son's able to sort of hack into the NSA to reenact his privileges and stuff.
It's a clear Google bias.
Yeah.
Versus Facebook.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. And that was something I thought didn't make... I'm going to have to retract that. Out of the multitude of things that did not make sense about this movie, if you know you want the data, why do you attack the power grid?
Right.
It seems like the servers need power.
Yes. Good touche.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I mean, military, industrial complex, roads, transportation, all that kind of stuff. But if you take down the wires and the juice, then the servers stop working.
Yeah.
I think somebody heard that, the phrase that data is the new oil and took it a little too literally with this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially because you couldn't possibly just copy the data and become a more intelligent Martian microbug. You have to delete the data and leave nothing behind.
Yeah. You're salting the fields, right? You don't want competing computer hardware out there.
Yeah. Cut and paste.
Yeah. And so they attempt to poison the milk, a la Scotty in the one episode of The Next Generation, by giving them bad data with some kind of virus in it, right?
The rabbit virus.
Very much
rabbit,
straight out of...
Rabbit virus.
Independence Day.
Yeah. And that doesn't work because that just lets the tripods find where they are.
Yes.
And we have one of our, like the second or third death fake out. No, Dad, I wasn't there. I was over at my friend's house and he like rips down his green screen.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And he goes, couldn't an actual you screen. They blew up my house. Couldn't you have blown up Brian's house?
Right.
Yeah.
But why is he the only one of the hackers that did that trick versus the other three, right? I would have thought they had done that trick too, but you know.
Yeah. So that doesn't work. And then they have to go with the biological thing. That's when they find out that they have red blood cells and therefore are susceptible to some kind of virus.
Yeah. Right.
Now I will say, like I wrote down right at the top when they showed that she was a biologist, I was like, oh, I like this because I said on the last episode, right? We have several adaptations of War of the Worlds and they all end with, but they weren't immune to all the human viruses.
Sure.
And fine. That's what the book is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've done that in other movies. And so I want to see something different. So they did something different here. at first I thought, oh crap, they're not going to do it because they're doing the poisoning the data.
Yeah.
And then once she discovered the red blood cells, I'm like, yes, they're going to do something different for once. It's still the same. And it's very much Independence Day.
Right. Yeah.
But it is slightly different. So I give it credit for that. I did like when the dad is reluctant to hear from the son, right? The son keeps trying to tell him, look, the government's doing this. And he's like, look, anything you preface with the government, I'm going to ignore. Right. And then he finally gets through to him once he's fired. He's like, hey, the Goliath thing is real. Would you like to join the rebellion? You know? And so then once they get, he gets invited to like somebody else's call, which is Disruptor's call.
Right.
And he says, shall we play a game? So it's either Dayum of the Tripods or War Games of the Worlds.
War Games of the Worlds. I like that better. Ooh, I like War Games of the Worlds.
Yeah, that's a tenuous connection.
It's a good mashup, though.
But it's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was thinking Data out of Compton.
I do like it.
Nice.
And then, so through the whole movie, the Data is disappearing. The Data is gone, right? His wife's voicemail message to him, mm-hmm. all of her photos, everything is totally gone. And then at the end of the movie, there's doesn't seem to be any really apocalyptic consequence of any of this.
Right.
Because they're still taking digital photos and posting them on social media because they've got him the daddy shark or grandpa shark.
Right. He got the invite to the baby shower.
Yeah. And, you know, like it's setting up for him to sacrifice himself for his kids.
Right? Oh, sure.
And it looks like he sacrificed
himself. Yeah, I totally thought he was going
to
be dead.
And the most unrealistic thing is he has a USB key to save the world and he gets it in the right way the first try. Sorry. Even with universe ending consequences, it takes three tries. So. But yeah, it looks like he dies.
Right.
Well, and he's about to get bombed by B-2 bombers, whose cockpits look like F-16s. Right.
That was a cost reduction technique.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was just super, super fisheye is the lens, I think. Yeah, no, it's not. The movie just uses lots of stock footage. And
right. Yeah, it's like, how'd you get that camera there? Like, that's not live.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's
the camera that's watching the B2s fly through the air.
Yes.
It's just on the AWACS.
Right.
Oh, that's what the AWACS was for. Yeah, they put up an AWACS for ground targets. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're using it for coordinating their aircraft or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Coordinating ground strikes, but
right.
Knowing where the aircraft are, but yeah, no.
Yeah.
The movie is not smart enough to think about that.
No. There's just tons and tons of exposition done through, you know, news footage with the stock footage going on and the characters doing their own exposition. And
the BBC was getting quality reporting out very quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Almost as quickly as Ice Cube was able to put together a video exposing the whole Goliath thing. I didn't see how much time clicked off there, ticked off the clock there, but like I've uploaded stuff to YouTube and I guess he's got a really great connection at the NSA.
Fat pipe.
But even then, you upload it, and then it has to process,
right.
And then you have to go through all the checks and say, "Is this for kids?" You know, and does he want this to be public
just
or
for everyone.
Not listed or
right.
What? Yeah. But yeah, movie don't have time for that.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have saved it anyway.
Mm-hmm. So
it kind of does make me want to watch another movie in this genre and style and see how it compares to that. I mean, maybe they're all this crazy.
I mean, it's an interesting concept, especially for nowadays. We all communicate to each other that way.
Yeah.
Especially from like 2020.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was this filmed in 2020 and now released 5 years later?
I don't know. Well, it took 2 years for post. That takes you to 2022.
That's 2 years and what did you say? 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 years and 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I wonder because I don't think it was produced by Amazon. They added some of the Amazon stuff later.
Yeah. Right?
So they're probably like, we can get that for cheap.
Right.
Amazon stole their data.
Yeah. So the producer said that, you know, if these things were to happen now, we'd all be experiencing it through screens, through text messages and Facebook posts and, you know, like all the incredible damage and destruction happening in downtown Portland every night.
I mean, that's how the president experiences things through watching social media and
News.
His favorite places.
Yeah. And Fox News.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. It was everywhere in this movie.
That was the science fiction thing is Fox News reporting facts.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think, Tim? Final thoughts?
I can't wait to forget this movie.
you can hope that the aliens will... Yeah, how come the aliens weren't getting like biological data? But yeah, whatever. Any other comment on the movie? Are you glad we did it?
Yeah, it was a fun time.
Yeah. There's times where, like, there's something we watch, like Condor Man, which is, I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's very cheesy.
It's right? Very campy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very campy.
This
very
was
cheesy,
not
very cheesy. Yeah.
Campy.
No, no. It was just bad, but it's like the entertaining kind of bad.
Right.
Like, watching this alone would be a miserable experience. Yeah. You, if you're going to watch this movie, you need to get together with some chuckleheads who will laugh at it with you.
Yeah. Your own peanut gallery.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Better watched with others. Mm-hmm.
How about you, James?
All my data is gone.
All your data are belong to us.
Everyone is now stupider for having seen this.
We award this movie no points, and may God have mercy on our souls. Anything final from you, Colin?
Just what I mentioned about, you know, I'm really curious about this kind of filmography and genre now.
Yeah, I've heard that Searching is good, and it's a similar kind of thing. But I think, you know, they had the time and the care to make sure that the acting performances were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that you're also not doing an action movie at the same time.
Right. Right, right. With pretty poor special effects, at least underdeveloped special effects. Not as bad as The Sound of Thunder.
No.
There is no movie with worse special effects than The Sound of Thunder.
Touché.
But, yeah.
I don't know. We've been doing this for an awfully long time. That's a pretty low bar to set.
That is the lowest bar.
Yeah, that was pretty
bad. Well, that was all, like, stock pre-compiled stuff, right?
Right.
So like there were a few. I think Tim, you said like that looks like a PS2 cutscene.
Yeah, yeah. The tripods were the worst part of the CGI. Mm-hmm. The models and the animation were just really clunky.
I mean, they were barely tripods too, because it looked more like tails.
Because right,
watching them walk, they didn't really use the extra leg for walking. It was dragged behind the two legs.
Are you
legs
saying
that
they were
walking.
All boys?
Well, no.
Yeah, we did see up their skirts because there were no skirts. So,
but they had ovipositors.
Right, right. Yeah.
So
sorry. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, as much as I think it's a terrible movie, you know, and like we said, it is fun to watch. But like, I'm also kind of impressed because I'd be very curious what they had when they finished the shoot. Mm-hmm. And what they had to go back and do ADR on, and how they pieced something together that is, I won't say coherent because it's not totally, because it's choppy, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it basically made sense. Like you could say what happened in the movie pretty easily.
Yeah.
And so I am kind of impressed just based on that, because I think the filming and everything of it was a large, display of excrement, as one says.
No, he said exhibition. Wait, don't you?
Yes.
All right. So you never said how you felt about it.
I mean, that's what I would say is it's a watchably bad movie.
Yes.
It doesn't overstay its welcome, and it is this an adaptation of The War of the Worlds? It didn't start life that way, I don't think. Not really.
No, there's a whole lot of warm up that doesn't directly apply to War of the Worlds, but to modernize it and to set the stage, I think you kind of need to have it.
Yeah.
I mean, it follows that recipe, I suppose. Because the Tom Cruise movie was like that, where it wasn't blatantly War of the Worlds until it became War of the Worlds. There was a whole context set up for the characters, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So we got that, and we got that in the book too, with George and his wife and stuff like that.
Okay, here's a question for Colin and Tim, who were here for the last one. Because James, I don't think you ever saw the 2019 adaptation.
Right. Oh, the BBC miniseries?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so for both of you, and I'll, whoever wants to speak first can speak first. You are forced to watch either the 2025 War of the Worlds or the 2019 miniseries.
Oh, boy.
Which do you choose?
Man, I was thinking about this because I had some real problems with the miniseries, but I think I would have a more fun time rewatching the Ice Cube movie.
Colin?
He's exactly right.
Yeah.
I was going to ask the question, and let's take this around the circle just really quick. James, would you show this to Emily?
No.
No.
I don't think she would sit through it.
Okay. Tim, would you show this to Peter?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm surprised he hasn't seen it already.
You know what I'm going to ask you.
There's no way I would show it to Elaine, but I would inflict it on Ethan. I think he would have a great time.
I think Ethan and Peter, too, would enjoy it in a group.
Like, yes. Oh yeah. My God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Kathy might enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's so much action and things going on that I think it's easy to engage right. with. And it's
like, I think you're on to something with the pacing. The pacing, I think, if I had to boil it, I would say the pacing makes or breaks this movie.
It makes it watchable.
And it makes it watchable.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it didn't have the pacing it had, there's no way.
No, yeah. I can like this. This would be one of the movies where Ethan and I would watch it out here. Elaine would be down the hall in her office,
right?
And she would say later, "That sounded like nonsense." Yeah. You're exactly yep. right.
And yet you guys laugh all the way through it.
Yeah.
I was thinking Emily would sit here and like start it with us, and then like probably start get distracted by her phone, and then basically just get up and start doing something else around the house. Yeah.
Yeah.
They would head over to the other room.
No, but it was a worthwhile experience doing it. I don't think we need to rank it because it's the clear. Well, no, it's not the clear bottom on the adaptation chart. That's why I asked.
I mean, technically, I think it is.
Yeah.
But
because of how.
But I would rather watch it over
the adaptation is.
Yeah. Other ones, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, folks, let us know if you watched this movie and if you watched it in the right setting for it to be an enjoyable experience or not. We will be back. We have tickets. James has acquired us tickets to go see. There's one theater in Portland that's going to be showing the Del Toro Frankenstein at the end of this month.
Yes.
So we'll try and turn that around for Halloween. And that'll be fun. And then next month we will do The Running Man.
Yeah. Well, Frankenstein is coming out on Netflix next month.
Yes.
We decided not to double book that month, but to do this month.
Yep. Yep. So, but if folks want to wait until The Running Man comes out, we understand. I mean, sorry, until Frankenstein comes out, we understand. So.
If you took the War of the Worlds specific elements out of this movie and put in other things, could it be better?
I don't know. Like, this is, did you ever see Skyline?
Yeah.
It's not good.
No.
There were Skyline and Battlefield Los Angeles that came out about the same time and looked kind of like the same movie. And Battle Los Angeles was a much better movie. Skyline, I remember just being like, that didn't work.
That's where you look at the aliens and they fry your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of mediocre ways you could go. I mean, sometimes when we talk about a bad movie, right, we're like, well, what would you do to fix it? And I'm like, is this salvageable? Really? They salvaged what they could, and what they salvaged was entertainingly bad.
Yeah.
Different solo actors.
Yeah. I was not impressed by Ice Cube at all.
No, he's terrible. I mean, genuinely pretty bad.
Because it could be interesting to have a spy movie like this. Because this kind of reminds me of, is it Eagle Eye? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a way, yeah.
In a way, it reminds me of Eagle Eye. And if you had a really good solo actor doing what Ice Cube did, that could change things.
Yeah. But could a really good solo actor do it in 12 days of shooting?
Touche.
Because it's not like they could go back and go, that didn't quite cut there, Mr. Cube.
Right.
So, but we have now covered most of his family, or at least two halves of his family, because Cocaine Bear had his son in it.
That's right.
I don't think
it's fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. All done. Okay. So until next time, may the road rise up to meet you, and may the book always fall open to where you left off. Goodbye,
Ciao.
Everybody.
Ciao.